The next dictation by Dr. Sharon Hermes, MD, is patient Lindy Hatchett, L-I-N-D-Y, last name H-A-T-C-H-E-T-T. This is a treble stress echocardiogram, file Strecko space Hatchett space L, CardioCare Associates letterhead. Treble stress echocardiogram, date of examination 11-21-22, referring physician Sofwatch Shaker, MD, performing physician Sharon Hermes, MD, new paragraph clinical indication, 56-year-old male with history of coronary artery bypass graft surgery and complaint of chest discomfort. New paragraph, ECG stress interpretation. New paragraph, baseline ECG, normal sinus rhythm, bifascicular block with right bundle branch block and left anterior fascicular block. Baseline blood pressure, 110 over 70. Baseline heart rate, 81 beats per minute. Period. New paragraph. Patient under baseline blood pressure 110 over 70, please write parentheses isosorbide mononitrate 60 milligrams, metoprolol succinate 12.5 milligrams to continue. The patient underwent treadmill exercise stress test utilizing a Bruce protocol. Patient exercised for 1 second. I'm missing this. The patient exercised for 8 minutes, semicolon, 2 minutes into stage three of a Bruce protocol to a peak heart rate of 141, parentheses, 86% maximum predicted heart rate, close parentheses, period. At peak stress, the patient had a blood pressure of 154 over 83 with a peak heart rate blood pressure product of 21714, period. New paragraph. The patient not experienced any chest discomfort during stress. The recovery period stress was terminated due to fatigue. The patient exhibited good exercise tolerance with a functional capacity in the range of 9 mets. The patient had a normal blood pressure response to stress with borderline diastolic hypertension at peak stress. The patient had a normal heart rate response to exercise. The patient had a final blood pressure of 120 over 75 and a heart rate of 85 at the end of the recovery period. There were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. At peak stress, during stress, and during the recovery period, there were no diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia, new paragraph impression, normal ECG portion of treadmill stress echocardiogram, 86% maximum predicted heart rate. New paragraph, echocardiographic interpretation. The patient underwent treadmill stress echocardiogram utilizing standard protocol. Patient was imaged at baseline, immediately post-peak stress exercise in left lateral decubitus position. Parasternal long axis, parasternal short axis, apical four-chamber views, and apical two-chamber views were obtained. The baseline post-peak stress studies were technically adequate and of good quality. New paragraph, baseline echocardiogram. mild global hypokinesis was noted without regional wall motion abnormalities. New paragraph post-peak stress echocardiogram. Normal wall motion without regional wall motion abnormalities with only mild augmentation of wall motion with exercise. Correction with mild augmentation of wall motion with exercise and no abnormal left ventricular dilatation. In some views, there was some mild abnormal septal motion. Consistent with prior cardiac surgery. But otherwise, normal wall motion without regional wall motion abnormalities with mild augmentation, wall motion exercise, and no abnormal left ventricular dilatation. New paragraph, impression, normal echocardiograph portion, correction, impression, mild baseline global hypokinesis, but otherwise, normal echocardiographic portion of treadmill stress echocardiogram to 86% maximum projected heart rate. New paragraph. Conclusions. 1. Normal ECG portion treadmill stress echocardiogram to 86% maximum projected heart rate without diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. 2. The patient did not experience any chest discomfort during stress of the recovery period. 3. The patient exhibited good exercise tolerance with a functional class in the range of 9 mets. 4. The patient had a normal blood pressure response to stress. Correction. 4. The patient had borderline diastolic hypertension. Correction. 4. The patient had borderline diastolic hypertension at peak stress but had a normal blood pressure response to stress with effective blunting of blood pressure response to stress on his current medication. The patient had a normal heart rate response to exercise. 5, there was baseline bifascicular block. Please add that to the original paragraph as well. The second paragraph as well, right before the VPCs are mentioned. 5, there was baseline bifascicular block, which persisted throughout the test. Period, VPCs, isolated VPCs were noted. This one doesn't have VPCs. My mistake. So before it says there were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period in the original paragraph, right, there was baseline bifascicular block noted throughout the test, but there were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period, and that would be conclusion number 5 as well. 6, normal echocardiograph portion of treadmill stress echocardiogram to 86% maximum predicted heart rate with baseline mild hypokinesis noted, but mild augmentation, but no regional wall motion, but no other regional wall motion abnormalities, and post peak stress, mild augmentation wall motion with exercise without regional wall motion abnormalities, and no abnormal left ventricular dilatation. Thank you for the kind referral of this patient. Sincerely, Sharon Armeza, MD.